consistent.
Clap it, clap, clap.
So you support Russia, you said, right?
I mean, somebody's got to win. Who's rooting for the other guy? China, right?
For Russia?
Yeah.
China's rooting for Russia. North Korea's rooting for Russia. And some Republicans. Which is unusual.
Really?
Yeah.
Traitors.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Automatically. This is why you need to be democratic.
Yeah, it feels like that. It's like, why would you want Russia to... I don't care about either country, okay?
I don't care about none of y'all.
I gotta be honest. I don't care, really. But if you're gonna attack somebody, I support the person...
losing?
Well, no, I just support somebody to defend themselves.
Would they be considered the underdog? Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah,
obviously.
I don't know. After watching the way Russia fought, they might be the underdog.
Word.
Because they're like...
Do you think it's true that they're filling up...
You're not pushing the button when we're talking.
Oh, shit. Who's it on? Me? That's the last person I wanted to be on. is that person. So you think it's true that they were blowing up like balloon dolls and...
Balloon dolls?
Like tanks that were like balloons and whatnot.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that they were just like staging.
Russia was doing this?
Yeah, they would have like a whole army set up where you see mad tanks, but they were just blow-ups.
That's wild. I wonder why they did it as a distraction or...
Maybe to show like...
hey, we have a lot of people.
Yeah, don't come over here. We're fortified over here.
Because America, well, not just America. The Allies did it during World War II. They made a whole fake army. And they... Ready? I forgot the name of this operation. You ever heard of D-Day?
That wasn't that Normandy?
Yeah, basically. So basically what they did was... This is a wild plan. They inflated fake tanks and stuff. And they put it on one side of the island. Far away. And then they found a dead body.
Maybe that's what I saw.
They found a dead body of an enemy soldier. They dressed them in their uniform, so he looks like one of their guys, and they put stuff in his pocket that said top secret, and they put him in the water, and they let the enemy find the body and be like, oh, we found documents. And they said, they're going to attack. So then when they looked and they're a spy, they're like, oh my God, they got tanks. They're going to come from that side. So they tricked them to go over there while they really came from the other end.
And got them.
And got them. Yeah, and then so because all their forces over there, it took a while for the airplanes to finally come back to Normandy. But by that point, it was like, we already had taken most of the land.
If you were describing a video game, I'd be like, yo, nigga, I'm downloading that shit. Yeah. But we're talking about real
life, yeah.
Life shit right now. Who do you think is going to win the Russia Ukraine thing?
Damn, that's hard, man.
I mean, that's because, hard. Yeah, who do you think is going to win the Russia thing?
Like I said, I support Ukraine's self-defense. You know what I'm saying? If what I understand to be true, that Russia attacked first, right? And again, I'm talking about, I've watched the news or the quote-unquote news, the mainstream media and independent reporters that report on this. And they, for weeks... Before Russia actually attacked, they were staging their military at the border. So they were getting ready to attack at one point before they actually went over and attacked. Now, why did they put all their soldiers at the border before? Are they trying to provoke Ukraine to attack first? Or, you know, anyway, the point is that if Russia attacked Ukraine first and they try to take the land, Ukraine's land, then I support Ukraine's defense. Like, they should be able to defend themselves, of course. But I also see Russia's point. Russia's like, Ukraine used to be part of the Soviet Union. They're our country. Right?
Right.
So they're like, we're just taking it back. That's what we're doing. We're just taking what's ours back. And my whole thing is, that wasn't your country. The USSR does not exist anymore. You are the Russian Federation. You're a totally different country. That country was not yours. That was the old country that used to be there. It doesn't exist anymore. You know?
See, they're just taking what's theirs, and we're saying that doesn't belong to you anymore. You lost that.
Yeah. No, you didn't lose anything. You never had it. That was a different country.
When they were together?
Yeah.
They were the...
USSR used to have all that. USSR dissolved. That country doesn't exist anymore. So all these other parts of USSR was like, well, we don't want to be part of USSR anymore.
It became their own state.
We got to make our own thing because they don't know what they're doing up there. So they made their own countries. And then eventually Russia got its shit together. And they made the, you know, Russian Confederation, whatever they call themselves now. And now they're looking at the other countries like, you guys used to be part of us. So we want you guys back.
Mm.
You know? When they formed as a country, they didn't own it. That was somebody else's. And they broke up, you know. It may be the same type of people that, you know, people that used to work for the USSR now work for Russia. They're still alive. Like Putin used to be part of USSR's secret service. I forgot what it's called. You know what I mean? I forgot what they're called. But Putin used to be part of that. And then the country dissolved. And then he became a politician. And now he's a president.
Damn.
Yeah. But it technically is a different country. It was never yours.
In that perspective, but again, it's the eye of the beholder, right?
Yeah. But anyway, what I'm saying is I believe Ukraine has the right to fight. Who do I think is going to win?
So you're saying that if he went under the banner of this is the USSR coming back, we want our shit, then you're, but that country doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist, yeah.
He would have to change his whole Russia.
If they would have been USSR continued, I can see their logic. Because they're like,
if they bring it back.
Yeah, because to them, they're like, they're not another country. They're rebels. They're succeeding. You know, they're trying to get away from us. But that's our land. You guys can leave if you want, but the land is ours. I can see that.
Mm.
But because they never were, then it's not yours. You know? But who's going to win? I don't know. I heard some crazy stories about, I saw something that the Ukrainians caught, you know, because they're in a war. They got a Russian's body, and they do this all the time. They go through their stuff to see what kind of stuff they have. I don't know if you've ever seen these videos. One of them was, you know how police officers have like a metal thing on their chest, in the middle of their chest?
Yeah, the
bulletproof vest.
Yeah, yeah.
So they took a Russian soldier's and they took it out because, you know, it's metal. They need it for war. So they took it out, and it was freaking cardboard. Like hard cardboard. Like, you know, you've seen those cardboards that are like rock hard. It was that. And they were like, this is not even real.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then I don't know if you ever seen the medical supplies when they open it up and they're like, what is this? It's like from the World War II era. Their food rations. Do you remember when they first had the war? I don't know if you remember this. They were coming. When they first started attacking, it was like just after winter, I think. Because the land was very wet and mushy. So the tanks couldn't go under the mud. So they had to take the roads. Do you remember that? There were mad roads. And then the Ukrainians are like, we're just going to bomb them on the road. It's so easy. Just and they were just bombing shit out.
Oh, yeah. From a distance, you see the
Yeah. So in that caravan of all these vehicles, some of the vehicles were like food vehicles. Where they had like literally like you go inside and it's a kitchen inside. So they could cook for the soldiers. And they looked at the food that they have. There's all like nasty food, like old rotten stuff. And like, they're like, yo, what is it? Or like the whole truck was just radishes. Like, what are you going to eat? Radishes to everybody?
So
there's
my,
like nothing there.
My thing is, what happens? What's the scenario if Ukraine wins? Because we're sending mad.
Yeah.
There was a video on Reddit that showed like a drone view of all the equipment that we sent. I don't know if you saw that.
I don't think that's real. Sorry, I looked into it.
Not real.
No,
it's propaganda.
I believe.
I'm sorry, but a $400 billion. That's real.
No, I don't know if you looked at the. If you look at the vehicles, the camo is desert camo.
Desert Storm.
Okay, so that was the vehicles.
We didn't paint it.
We took back from Syria.
Let them paint it.
Yeah, let them. I mean,
let them fucking paint the fucking tanks. We're giving them $400 billion.
So should we give them money?
No,
we shouldn't give them money.
We should not give them money. I love Ukraine.
Do you know why they're giving them money?
because we want to look like the police of the...
I think so. I think that has to do with
it. I think it's a show, bro. Yeah, it's a show. Like, it's a show. And then I think the other thing is that they have China. I don't know. I feel like China is the reason.
I think China's going to be a problem. But I think the reason why they're sending money is because they want to weaken Russia without using our own people. You know what I mean? So if they're like, all right, instead of sending United States soldiers over there in World War III, I'd rather just throw money at them, let the Ukrainians use their soldiers to fight, and, you know, eventually, you know, they'll be weakened enough. That way, either one or two scenarios. Russia decides we're going to do World War III, and they get annihilated because they wasted all their equipment, they wasted all their men, they demoralize their citizenry, so the citizens don't want to fight. You know what I'm saying? Or we do fight World War III with them, and we run through them easily. You know what I mean? So either they don't want to fight because they're like, yo, we've been through enough war, or they do want to fight, and we just wipe the floor with them.
Wait, so if Russia loses, we ought to attack automatically?
Not that we should attack them, but if Russia loses, they don't have... They're like a second-rate country. Like, they're not going to come back easily.
They're definitely number two in the world power?
I don't think so. I think China... Or three. I think China might be. I don't know. After this war, watching them fight...
You think China might be number two?
Yeah, I think so. Can you look it up?
Sure, you could look it up too. It's called the freaking cell phone. Jesus Christ.
Who's the number two
iPhone
power in America?
People.
Wait, hold on. I just asked you. Don't tell me. Hey, Siri, who's the number two military in the world?
Here's an answer from Wikipedia. According to Credit Suisse, Russia has the world's second most powerful military.
Ooh, told you.
Wow. If Russia's the second most powerful military, that is like... I would compare it to like the rich nigga that lives in the penthouse. That's us. And then there's a guy that lives on the first floor that's just getting by paycheck to paycheck. That's Russia.
Are you talking about the super?
So that,
you got access.
That's to me the difference. United States is the rich nigga in the penthouse, and Russia's the guy on the first floor barely making it. The vast difference.
I think, it's good that that's what Google or Siri or whoever you are fingering over there is saying, because it's, to me, the only reason why they rank second is because we know they're the only ones that got the nukes. Who else got nukes?
Mad people got nukes.
Nigga, I'm talking about nukes that could do laps around the planet.
I think China, Russia.
You think China.
No, China definitely got nukes, bro.
They have nukes, but they don't have long-range missiles, do they?
What they need, the ones that go...
Bro, they just sent the fucking balloon with a little solar powder thing.
Yeah, but that's for spying. That's not for freaking nuking. If they need to nuke us, that's different. But they want to... The reason why they sent a balloon...
What's to spy?
Is because... Well, not just to spy, but because they want it to be slow so they could really look. Satellites are how fast they go.
Taking snapshots.
Exactly. But if you send a balloon, it's mad slow. It takes it for mad long. You can watch for mad long.
They can stream it.
Yeah, they can stream it.
They can stream it, basically.
So that's why it makes sense that they... I mean, hey. And then they can lie and be like, oh, it's a freaking, you know, a commercial or whatever.
Damn, bro. I don't know. So if China... If Russia says, you know what, we're going to stop attacking. We didn't lose. We're just leaving. Because I feel like that's what they would do. They would be like, we didn't lose. We just stopped.
Well, I think if I understand correctly, I think Putin is willing to negotiate. He's like, I think he understands, like, I might as well just negotiate.
Because he's losing.
Yeah, but, okay, now this is my...
Ain't nobody who's winning says, you know, yeah, let's, you know what, let's talk about it now.
Yeah. Either he's losing or he's having a way harder time than he expected, and he's looking at all his forces and he's like, you know what, I better just negotiate.
I'm better off, exactly. Better off just freaking... Yeah, he's losing. He knows he's losing. Let me negotiate so I get something out of it.
So now let's think about this, right? What are they going to negotiate? If you were Ukraine and Russia took over a part of your country, would you be like, alright, keep it? You'd be like, no, you started this fight. Give us our land back. Right.
What are they going to... So, okay.
What's the negotiation? Not only that, but you got to give us money. You destroyed half of our country. The negotiation is you giving us.
Who started the negotiations?
I believe it was Putin.
Nah.
Because Zelensky's like, no, give me bullets.
No, but in the course of the last year, there's been negotiations primarily... What was that?
Somebody just died, probably.
Oh, Lord. I hope you guys didn't hear that.
I hope not, because then the ambulance sounds and all that. Ugh, I don't want to deal with that.
Shoot, what was I saying?
Yeah, because it wouldn't be Ukraine. Ukraine doesn't want to negotiate. They want them off their land.
Ukraine doesn't want to negotiate. Right, because they weren't the one who started this.
Yeah,
because
they're like, yo, you took my stuff.
Yeah, you came over here to attack us, not the other way around. Yeah. We were living perfectly fine with what we were doing until you showed up. So what is the negotiation?
Yeah.
And then the second question is like, okay, if you're Russia and I'm them, you started the negotiation tables. So, right, what am I negotiating with you?
Yeah, well, I'm not giving nothing up. I have nothing to give you. You owe me... I want my land back. You destroyed my infrastructure.
Yeah, but I'm Russian. And what I'm saying is that I could keep pummeling. I could keep destroying you. Eventually, you will be destroyed.
And if they'll say, we keep fighting back.
That's great, but you will lose. So we're giving you the opportunity to give up half your land and we'll stop the war.
I think other countries would try to push Ukraine to do that. But if it was you, would you give up your land? Would you say, all right, let's negotiate. You destroyed my country's economy. You destroyed my infrastructure. All my power plants are down. You destroyed all of our airports. I'm just going to be like, okay, yeah. No way. You're going to be like, you owe me something. You owe me a lot, actually.
Who's me? Russia?
Ukraine.
I think that Ukraine would be like, okay, I think you have to... It's like poker. You got to play your hand. And it's like, if your hand is shitty, you're Ukraine and it's not looking good. You're getting all the support, which is great. So you're going to keep going to the last man. I get it. But if you're Ukraine and they're saying we're going to have a peace treaty, but you got to give up a quarter of your land.
I know, but do you?
I got to measure as a leader. I got to be able to measure whether or not that quarter of land or whatever they're bringing to the table is worth losing my entire country.
Yeah, but Ukraine already said they're willing
to die for
every last man.
Oof. So then if I'm Russia.
Honestly, that's.
Then I'm Russia. The only thing I'm saying is.
Okay, I'll take them all. And then I'll take it on after they're all gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're stuck. There's no way out of it. Ukraine already said we're not every last man.
And like you said, if Russia, let's say that's a scenario and every Ukrainian dies, wow. Well, then that won't, because there's still Ukrainians around the world and here, whatever. But if they get to the point where it's like, you know, they get to Vladimir, Zelensky's, they get to his fortress and they do?
Vladimir Zelensky, right?
Holy crap. Revelation, ladies and gentlemen.
The brothers.
It's a conspiracy. No. Yeah, so they get to the point where it's over. You know, they arrest Vladimir Zelensky. They arrest his ass and that's it. They take their land. You're saying that Russia would be potentially weak enough for us to go in.
No, I wouldn't say we would go in, because America wouldn't do that.
We could go
in. We could definitely go in.
Whatever.
But the idea is that they're weak enough that World War III is going to be easy for us.
How could you say that when a flick of a button, there's missiles coming out of
them? They don't have... Okay. So, the cruise missiles. That's the word we look for. The ones that go into space and drop down.
Yeah, okay. The long-range ballistic.
Those, the United States could defend against. Because think about the trajectory. They got to go up into space... then come back down. The United States could track it the entire time and shoot it down. No problem. The hypersonic ones, we can't mess with. The hypersonic ones are the ones that go so fast that we can't. We have nothing for.
And the only ones that countries that have that is who? That we know of.
I think China.
Russia doesn't have it? Russia definitely has.
Russia doesn't. They can't even get tanks. They...
I don't think so. Russia's not number two according to the search.
Yeah, but
if it wasn't for the ability of having supersonic. You're thinking
number two is right. I'm talking about number two is like that.
Compared to number one.
Yeah. Think about what we have compared to Russia. Russia, number two is not there. We beat them by a mile, bro.
How far?
It's not this. It's no way. Look, yeah. It's not. It's like, it's, yo, bro. Think about what we okay, look at Israel. Israel is a Jewish nation surrounded by Muslim countries that want to kill them, right? And every once in a while on Reddit or on TV, you see that something called the Iron Dome, where these Muslim countries, they shoot like rockets into Israel.
Yeah, you see the things taking and it down. Go,
those machine guns, like,
we got new ones.
We gave that to them.
I know, no, we got newer ones.
Exactly.
We got some newer
so
shit.
So you think Russia?
So if that's the case, why not put the. Okay, let's play it out. They capture Vladimir Zelensky, and they
he'll die. He'd rather die. I guarantee.
He's right. They murk him. Whatever. And, what America?
That's not what you said.
America. They go in. What they whatever they win. They're weak enough. Why don't we go in and just put the tate quieto on them?
Because we can't do that. It's going to make us look like bad guys. We've already done enough bad stuff. We can't do this too.
But that's it. We're just known as being bad ass.
Well, we're the police. That's what everybody looks at us like we're the police. We're not. But they look at us like we're the police. Because our, like I said, our military is so much more. If we were right here with any country, we wouldn't try to be the police. Because we'll mutually destruct each other. You know what I mean? It'll be like you have this much military left after you just, you know, fought each other. But if you have such a vast, you can overpower them. And that's what we did. We overpower when we act as police, we overpower.
So let's overpower these niggas and get their missile silos.
That's what I'm saying. We did all this. We can't.
No, when they're weak enough, we go in and overpower them and just take over their missile silos.
Like I said, we'd be the World War III bad guys.
No. We just take over. They're weak.
It would have to be not just us doing it. It would have to be a lot of nations being like, America, we need you to do this.
Send like an armada at their country. Whereas like they're standing, the people are standing outside and there's like 30 tanks in their one block.
Yeah.
Like soldiers.
I don't think we'd probably bomb. We'll bomb everything. And then we'll give the Russian the citizens like, yo, listen, overthrow your government or we're going in there. And they're like,
we'd make the citizens do the work for us.
That's how you do it, bro.
Like, yo, you guys like, look, want you food
saw,
stamps?
You saw what we did. We bombed all that. Did you remember World War II, how we ended it?
Remind me.
Nuclear bombs.
I'm actually doing homework with my son because he's slacking, so I'm learning a lot of shit.
Okay. So World War II, we ended it by nuclear bombs, right?
Oh, right. China, right?
All
right,
so then we tell that to Russia. Look, we bombed you. We took off your infrastructure easily.
Toma.
We don't want a World War II, you guys. So we're
we don't want a World War II, yo.
We've tried negotiating with the governments. They don't want to hear us. So now we're reaching out to the citizens. Like, look, we're giving you an opportunity to save your country. You have a week. And then you'll see freaking riots all over the country. It'll be unrest. And again, it'll be easy for us. Because now if we got to go in there and do something, the country's torn apart. Now there's rebels that can work with us. Like in France in World War II, right? France in, and then you left it on your camera.
I know.
France in World War II, the French were rebels. They don't want to give up. So even though the government gave up, the people were like, "Nah, we're fighting back." So the people had, you know, they fought back against the. That's why when America went there, they embedded with the French. I think it was the French. Yeah, French, and we fought, and they were like our secret agents inside World War II. Anyway, yeah, so. So I wouldn't give up my land. I would fight. I would probably do what he's doing. Fight back to the last man. You know what I'm saying?
What a life.
Yeah. Now, let's say, okay, now you're America. And you're watching the fight. And you see, these niggas are going back and forth. Da, da, da. Do you step in and be like, all right, I could figure out a negotiation. Russia, Ukraine, you got to give up some land to stop this war. Or do you tell Ukraine, I'm not, you're your own country. I'll back up whatever you want to do. You know, I'll do whatever I can. You guys do whatever you want. I can't support this forever. But if you guys, I'll support you guys as much as I can.
Do you think that us, we answered the question already, was should we be sending supplies to, in the beginning, remember, it was like, In the beginning, we were worried that by sending support, it would be viewed as an act of war with Russia. That changed.
Yeah. You know why? Because the whole world backed it up too. So Russia's like, okay, it's not one country is act of war. I can't fight all these people. So
So Russia's like, right, exactly. Yeah. That whole point right there. So I just kind of figure out what's the end game for America, right? It depends on the results.
Yeah. I don't think America should be involved. They should just watch. I understand why the government does it. I don't think they should be involved. But I totally understand why they're doing it. You know what I'm saying?
America's in like, your opinion, what is it?
They're giving stuff to Ukraine. So Ukraine, weaken them. Keep weakening them. Make them waste all their ammo. Let them throw all their men into the meat grinder. You know what I'm saying? Just let them... Let the citizens see what's going on in Russia, how weak it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The problem with Russia is that they have the same way like America has propaganda, like Fox News or whatever. Russia has propaganda.
Straight up.
I just saw a video. I don't know Russian, so I can't verify this. But what I the translation by when I read it online, somebody said, whoever this person is, that they were saying that because I don't know if you know when Russia first started, a lot of countries around the world were like, we're not going to buy your oil now. So be broke. You know, you're not getting money from us. So Germany and Britain and all these countries, now they have to figure out a different way to get oil. Okay? Anyway, the point is that the propaganda was saying that Britain, I think it's Britain or Germany, they were saying, they're so poor, they're starting to eat squirrels. I think it was Britain.
They're poor?
Yeah, that's what the Russian propaganda was saying. So Russia is like, oh my God.
They're so weak. Like we're talking about them.
This is what North Korea did.
Right.
When people leave North Korea, they come to the world, the real world. They're like, oh my gosh. I thought we lived it up. I thought we were the richest country in the world. Yeah. Salud.
Gracias.
So... And that's funny because one of the comments said, why are we pigeons? Squirrels? We got such fat pigeons over here. Pigeons will go first.
We ran out of pigeons, so now we're moving on to squirrels.
Yeah. So if they're saying that, that's so easily disproven. You know what I'm saying? Well, imagine what the other stuff they're saying. And I don't know if you've ever seen these videos of people interviewing people in Russia and asking them questions about the war. A lot of people support you.
The older people.
Vladimir Putin, yeah.
Older people do, but some of the young ones be on that other Wi-Fi.
Well, let's see. That's what I'm saying. If America was to be like,
you know what America should do? Just to fuck with it. Like, if we're going to be the police of the thing, we need to have control of the airwaves. If the government got with Elon Musk and fucking Google and said, listen, let's get these solar airplane satellites. Remember they were trying to provide...
Internet? Trying. You could buy right now.
Not buy, but like have a network. What's stopping... The U.S. must have freaking internet around the world.
Yeah.
That they could just sign up in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
100%, yeah.
And use that as our own propaganda wave. So... anyone with a basic Wi-Fi connection can tap in and see what's really going on. But would like North Korea be able to, you know what I mean? Like somebody would have to get a device.
That's the thing, you need a receiver.
Right.
You have to pick up the right frequency. So it's not like, And the way radio.
But we're smart enough to figure out what frequency they're on and just tweak it and be like, this is what's really going on.
Well, that's what South Korea does to North Korea. They built radio on their side. Radio antennas that penetrate deep into North Korea so that way the people in North Korea could tap in like, listen to what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We do the same thing, but globally.
Well, I mean, we're trying, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
But some people, that's probably why the young people are like, yo, what the hell's going on?
I don't think we could because some countries have their own airspace, right? And it would be an act of war.
Well, if we're satellites, what's it going to do?
Yeah, right.
Satellites fly over you without you even noticing.
You don't have satellite. You don't have space rights.
Yeah. You would have, what are you going to do? We're going to, there's no way to stop a satellite from going over your country and going around. And how many times satellites go around the earth? 20, 30 times a day? right? Or 18. I think actually it's 18. Because the space station goes 18.
I think it's 18 too. Right?
18. Yeah.
You seen the dude that built a...
If the space station's real.
If that's all real. Did you see the video of the guys building a satellite to take pictures of the Earth?
No.
And they made it themselves. There's like a team of nerds.
And they shot up...
They shot up multiple, and it's a slice. It's the size of a loaf of bread, and they showed it with the panels. They were like,
"That's I've seen them. That they're like cans, like I'm literally like a can of Pepsi."
Yeah, and they're trying to get better imaging of whatever they're doing. But it's like, yo, bro, let's do some shit like that. But again, we're talking about 2023, bro. We supposedly DK went to the moon.
We'll see.
Like,
I need proof.
What's the stop? I wouldn't push past America if we have the waves and we could just literally be like a dictatorship and be like, "In America, this is what's really going on in your country," type shit.
But it wouldn't be through war, because I think if we did it through war, other countries would be like, "No, we can't let this happen." It would have to be, like you said, through propaganda, little by little.
Little by little, people are realizing, "Oh snap, there's another Wi-Fi."
And the person that's messing this up for us is Donald Trump.
There's another Wi-Fi. It's called Truth Social. No,
okay. Lord. Yeah, that's another
thing. That's
the,
bad.
Our politics is ruining our credibility around the world.
Is it though? It is. You think Ukraine isn't like America?
Well, that, yeah. America. But they don't know any better, right?
Right, because they're just trying to get a country like
Britain or Australia, like an established country. They're not gonna, you know, there are people not screaming in America because they're living it up. Now they're paying attention to the politics. Like, man, we can't make deals with them. They're crazy. These less established countries, America represents freedom. So they'll fly the flag. You see, during the COVID lockdown stuff, you saw that a lot. Remember during Hong Kong riots? Hong Kong?
No. Why don't I remember that?
This was like last year, the year before, something like that, where China was taking... They were taking over Hong Kong. But the difference between that and Ukraine is that there was already a contract that they were going to take over Hong Kong for 50 years. Because Hong Kong used to be owned by Britain. And Britain was like, "We're going to give you back." They negotiated with China. "We're going to give this land back to you. But there has to be a 50-year process where they transition back to China. You can't just do that one overnight." So there was a 50-year gap from when Britain let go of Hong Kong until Hong Kong be independent. And then you got to ease back into the Chinese culture and from China. So that year, 50 years is up. So China's like, "All right, now you guys belong to us." So the people in Hong Kong were like, "We don't want to be part of China because China's communist and we're free market." So they don't want it. So there's like a big protest. So in Hong Kong, they were waving the American flag a lot because to them it's freedom. Do you remember they were shooting, China was shooting smoke bombs and they would take a cone and they'll put it over and pour it
over. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
That was during they're the ones that discovered that.
Which was genius. That's boss.
You expect the Asians to know what they're doing, right? That's smart. You just watch one to figure with this, right?
To do the video setup, we just watched an Asian. He looked kind of, you know, it could have been Filipino anyway. So
big up to the Asians.
Big up to the holla to the Asians.
Thank you for keeping us alive.
For real. Yeah, man, there's so many different scenarios that could play out as far as what the results are with the war. But I think it's fair to say that if we were to stop sending money supplies to Ukraine, it's over.
Ukraine's done. Yeah,
done. So in essence, some would argue that right, if we could all agree, can't we just go and agree? If that's the going consensus, then isn't it fair to say that we're at war with Russia?
Yeah, it's called a proxy war. We've been doing proxy wars around the world forever. Because they know if the superpowers engage with each other, it's World War III. So we can't engage with each other. We have to do it through other avenues. During the Soviet era, the Cold War, the Soviet Union was trying to take over Afghanistan, I think. And America was like, "We got to defend Afghanistan, but we can't send our people because then it's superpower against superpower. It's going to be a war." So what we could do is we could help the Afghanis learn how to fight. And then we trained
them up. We gave them weapons. Yep. And those weapons ended up somehow, some way.
And we trained a special guy that changed the world.
Forever.
Forever.
And that guy is?
And now we got to take our shoes off in the airport.
Damn, son. At least we get to keep our socks on, right?
Yeah, but now we got to go through the scanners where they scan your whole body. It's like they see through you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think they see like as if you were naked, like a clear picture of 100%. Your junk?
Yeah, I saw videos. They do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh. So there's a... They're in the program that scans you. They've added something to kind of blur it out.
But right, also, they make it opaque.
Like, yeah, like but also they gotta see. Faded. Because they don't know if you have something up your butt.
They don't know if your dick is a weapon?
Well, think about it. If you take a condom and you fill it with drugs and shove it in your butt, and they scan you, they gotta be able to see through that area to see if something's in you. If you're trying to smuggle drugs in the country. So they kind of gotta see anyway. So you just gotta be like, all right, suck it up.
This is kind of true. I kind of agree. Damn, so...
That's it.
That's it. I mean, damn. I keep thinking, like, so it's going to be more than likely the Ukraine-Russia thing is going to be more than likely a stalemate.
Yeah, something has to happen. I don't know what. I can't predict it. There's so many different scenarios that can happen.
The best outcome is that Russia backs off and it's like, da da da. Okay, yeah, we're
but even if they back off, think about Ukraine. They're like, yo, you owe us.
Nah. See, they're your wallet. Because Ukraine is going to be like, thank the Americans. They're not going to have any...
Nah, Ukraine's going to be like, you got to pay us back, Russia.
How are they going to enforce that? With what?
They're going to reach out to the international community. They're going to be like, you guys saw what happened. I don't know if they're going to enforce it. I don't know if it's going to... But Ukraine's going to ask. They're going to be like, no, you owe us. They're going to fight. I don't know, bro.
If they can't fight the war without our support right now, and Russia backs out, they're gonna take the little bit that we have to attack Russia.
Who, Ukraine?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. No, politically, they're gonna come after them.
I'm saying that what's to stop the Ukraine if Russia backs out?
Yeah.
If you're Vladimir Zelensky from Ukraine, do you go for it?
If Russia backs out, go for what? The money?
If Russia backs out from the war, they stop attacking. Russia's like, you know what? Keep your shit. Fuck y'all niggas.
I'm out.
And then you're Vladimir Zelensky. What's your move?
You got reparations, baby.
Okay, hold on. But here's do you attack?
No, you wouldn't. You don't attack militarily, no. You attack politically.
You don't think that it would be wise for him to attack militarily and be like, y'all retreating? I'm going to stab you in the back as you're going home.
If they do that, the international community would not support him in that. They'll be like, no, we don't support that. They will stop sending him supplies.
I kind of feel like I would still do it. Like, oh, you're retreating? And the minute they turn their back, yeah, I got done.
Yeah.
Like, because instantly, as you remember, the tank rolling over the cars when the shit started. Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? And then why was it? Was it just me when I was like, "And this is fucked up." I didn't mean to laugh. I did. Like, did the nigga live?
He did. They pulled him out.
He did.
Yeah, I saw it.
God,
scot free. He didn't hurt him.
I wish I had memory. I wouldn't be so emotional.
Nah, he would attack politically, and if he did that, the international community would be like, "Yeah, Russia, you got to work something out. You guys literally attacked. How would they support that? I don't know. There's ways." They're, what are they called? Not tariffs. What are they called? They're doing it right now to Russia. Where they're not.
Sanctions?
Sanctions. They will do it through sanctions. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
They will do it all through sanctions. They will do it through sanctions.
Some would argue that you're smarter than me. He's just more intrometido. That's all it is.
I want to see everything that's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's older than me.
I read news. No, I'm not.
I'm so glad I switched the camera to capture that offensive face. First of all, fuck you.
You know what's funny? In the morning when I wake up, I make coffee and I put on the news right away.
Because that's what viejo, I do it too, nigga.
But you know what's funny? I was having a conversation with my kids, with my two older kids and my wife. And one of the things that came up was like, you never know when 9/11 is going to happen again. It happened and I was sleeping.
I was asleep.
And somebody woke me up. Otherwise, I would have slept right through it. If it would have been World War III, I would have slept right through that. I would have woke up to bombs hitting my house. So that paranoia has stuck with me since I was 18 years old.
Of
you never know what's going to happen.
So watch.
You got to pay attention.
It got worse as you got
older.
Yeah,
you got to like look around. PTSD, bro.
Yeah, and the other, as you get older, the shit that happens. Yeah. Like, do you wake up with a boner anymore?
Sometimes.
It's very rare, right?
No.
I guess it's just me. Well, that was the episode. Let's see what happens to this war. Any of your predictions would be greatly appreciated. But honestly, I don't. I just see it being a stalemate and then recovery and then Russia building up again and attacking in 5 years.
We'll see.
You feel me?
Stay tuned.
Imagine the next episode is
World War III.
Damn,
I'll suck.
Damn, nigga. I know I'm not ready. And I was watching people, recruiters. I was coming up the train platform on 86th Street.
Yeah, they're ready. I've
seen the recruiters and they're so young. I look at cops and they're so young. They look like little kids holding the uniform. I'm like, look how cute this little cop is. I want to put him in my pocket. Qué chulo. I feel like imagine the next episode is Russia's back at it and they're just annihilating these
Ukraine?
Guys.
Ukraine.
Why does it wait before we end it? Why doesn't Russia just nuke these niggas? Oh, because the radiation.
And if they drop a nuke,
it's over.
I think there's a treaty we have.
Fuck the treaty. I'm not knocking the
no, but if
I'm
they not, if I'm they break a treaty, then that gives us the ability to do it back to them now. I think all the countries are like, no, don't drop no nukes, otherwise we'll do it to you.
Yeah, but why would I drop nukes where I'm trying to eat and shit?
Exactly, yeah.
Right?
You don't want your shit to be.
Yeah, eating. Guys, don't shit where you eat, yo. That's the moral of this episode. And that's it. Stay tuned. We're going to hit 100 soon. Finally.
Finally.
It only took 4 years.
Yeah.
Literally. All right, we out. Peace.
Yo, what up, everybody? If you like what you saw, please click on some of the video links on the side. And please support our channel by liking, subscribing, and leave a little comment. And maybe we'll respond back to you. And hopefully, you'll be a guest on our next episode. I was lame and I was spewing disrespect. Turn to God to disaffect. That's worth to Trump. Now let's inspect to interject on what the youngest spitting on. Spitting for where the sacred text are given.